Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. And don't forget, a TV show as well. But unfortunately, we are not doing a TV video because of the situation that has been going on. Thank God we have the podcast. We've been having it for the last 5 years. We're still able to connect to people, able to connect to this wonderful world that our God has created. And I would like to reiterate, I know I sound like a broken record, and I know the situation is great. I do apologize because at the beginning, I honestly thought that this situation was a little bit out of control, and people were feeding too much to social media. But as we can see, things are happening. It is real. It is affecting a lot of people. And on that note, my prayers continue to be with our brothers and sisters in Italy and Spain and many other places, Iran, that this has been affected in a huge I can't even express this. It's just devastated. So I want to keep things on a high spirit, on a good spirit, and I want to be able to contribute somehow. I want to be able to encourage people and say that it's going to be okay if we take the right measurements, and this will pass. And I've been reading about it, and I've been listening to other people's podcasts and talking to other doctors. And back in the 1980s, we had something, 1800, we had something similar to this, and it was devastated, and people forget. And one of the things that I wanted to be able to leave with you is, what can we learn from this? What kind of lesson is God teaching us here? You know, things happen for a reason, and we have to take some sort of recommendations from what God has given us, and he's allowing this. And a lot of people are saying, well, why? Where is God? And those are hard questions. Those are definitely quite hard. There is hunger as well. There was AIDS, and there was a lot of other things that are happening. And I believe that we are living on a fallen creation. That's what things are happening. But I have for you today. And by the way, everyone, it is another episode, another week. But try not to miss any. We've been busy. More busy than ever, because podcasts, as you can is very, very popular now more than ever, because you can't leave the home. You shouldn't leave the home. So we're here live. We're here with Dr. George Grant, an amazing, amazing person that I had the honor, privilege to meet a little while ago. And I couldn't think of anybody else to bring to speak to us today other than this person himself. By the way, guys, the links are on social media, Facebook /Lizzie T Radio, Instagram. And if you would like to call us in, this is a perfect opportunity. Dr. Grant is a very in-demand doctor. He has a clinic, which I had the privilege to go and take my daughter there. You can always call us. The number is 845-277-9078. 847-277-9078. It is on our social media, Facebook /Lizzie T Radio. You can listen to us live or later on as this show is recorded. And question, comments, concerns, You know, the people are feeling lonely right now, and people with anxiety disorder, which our Dr. Grant is also an expert on that. So let me read the bio. By the way, just after our interview with Dr. George Grant, we also continue having our musical section. It's not going to be all about what's going on. We have half an hour with music, and we have extended now our shows. It's not longer an hour. It's a lot longer than that because there's so many things that we need to talk about lately. And so if you would like us to play your song after our guest, send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. Your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. And you can always check our website, thelizzyt.com. And again, if you would like to sponsor the show, I would love to have you as a sponsor. And for businesses that are suffering right now, I would like to offer help. I'm doing a drive. Hairdressers are not open. A lot of hairdressers are not open because of this virus. A lot of nail shops are closing because of this virus. And so many eyelashes technician. I just watched a podcast or a live the other day, and so they're suffering as well. And so I would like to start a grant or a fund necessity. So let me get started, and before we run out of time, and I will read the bio before I bring Dr. Grant on. 1 second.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show.
So everyone, we're speaking right now with Dr. George Grant. He is a professor, who is known as Caring Professor. He is considered as the Canadian authority in biofeedback and nutrition, a global wellness ambassador. Professor George Grant is a world-renowned researcher and expert in biofeedback stress, anti-aging, and natural pain management. Professor Grant is a founder and the CEO of Academy of Wealth, which we will have his bio and rather his website for you to be able to contact. And now, obviously, over the phone or even a video conference. And Professor Grant enjoys Stellar Academy and as a fancy career in research. He is a science professor, chemist, toxicologist, a nutritionist, biofeedback, stress management, and pain specialist. He worked as a senior consultant for Health Canada, FDA and CDC, as well as a private practitioner. Professor Grant has helped over 10 Fortune 500 companies and 10 nonprofit organizations and 10 Olympic athletes, along with 8,800 clients worldwide, and I was one of them. He has over 250 published articles, conferences, presentation. That's how I met him. Book reviews, and he is, listen to this, everyone, 11 bestseller book, not one, 11, and I think it's probably working on number 15 right now, if I'm not mistaken. So let's welcome him with a wonderful, wonderful, warm applause. And you know, guys, if you have questions, concerns, or even just a comment, we will love to have you here interacting with us. Hello, hello, Dr. Grant, and welcome to the Lizzy T Show. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hello, Lizzy. How are you? Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I just want to let you know that number 13 books that I've written, number 13, you are one of the co-authors, and this book was on the World Guinness Book of Records on February 15th.
That's right. So, and I had the privilege to be there,
yes,
signing the book with you as well. That was amazing.
And that was number
13. That's amazing.
Yes, I just want to correct the name of the website. You said it is the academyofwellness.com. And if your listeners can log on this website right now, academyofwellness.com, they're going to see scientific evidence-based recommendations to cope with this COVID-19, the coronavirus. Because mm-hmm. there's lots of hype about this virus. There's lots of misinformation about this virus. And there's lots of fear that's mm-hmm. an anxiety that's created because of this misinformation and because of all of the government reactions and the media that took this out of proportion. Just want to tell your viewer that I was the former Health Canada quarantine officer 10 years ago that took basically the H1N1 and SARS in the quarantine situations. And I was in charge of that 10 years ago at Health Canada in Ottawa. Also worked with the FDA and the CDC. Just want to make sure that these facts are there. So your listeners can log onto this website, academyofwellness.com, and follow exactly how are those scientific recommendations can help protect us. Because this virus can be beaten mm-hmm. very easily. First of all, it's not heat sensitive. So if you go in the sunshine, if you go in the fresh air, if you take vitamin D3, 10,000 IU per day. Some doctors recommend 1,000. It's insufficient. I would recommend 10,000. And do not worry about any toxicity. I'm a toxicologist. Okay? A toxic dose of vitamin D3 will be exceeding 200,000 IU per day over 2 years. I'm recommending only 10,000 IU of vitamin D3, recommending 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C, recommending 30 milligrams of zinc, because all of this support immune system. You know, Lizzie, I have not seen any scientist, I have not seen the government recommending for the public to boost and improve their immune system to cope with this virus. They talk mm-hmm. about hand sanitizers. Of course, I'm all for hand sanitizer. But the best thing to cope with this virus is to boost the immune system.
Absolutely.
Simply by deep breathing, deep belly breathing every hour, 5 to 10 belly breaths, full hydration of 2 to 3 liters of pure water per day, exposure to sun, fresh air, and then using natural hand sanitizer. I do not recommend the toxic sanitizers. I recommend the natural one. In the like of colloidal silver, oregano oil-based kind of sanitizers, tea tree oil-based sanitizers, things like that will kill the virus and any bacteria or yeast or any fungus on contact without affecting the skin, because the skin is the largest organ. You don't want to have any toxic hand sanitizer on your hand. It may kill the virus, but it may kill you at the same time. We don't want that exposure. So it's a good idea to do that. And all of my detailed recommendations, Lizzie, is on the website. Again, it's academyofwellness.com. It's under the Contact Us section and also under Wellness IQ section, where we talk about proper eating habits, because we are what mm-hmm. we eat. We are what we do not eat, and we are what's eating us. And what I noticed in the past 3 weeks, there's a lot of increased anxiety, stress, lots of people who have problems with sleep. By the way,
yes.
good night sleep is essential for optimal health and optimal immune system. I cannot stress the fact that healthy sleep will boost the thymus gland, which controls our immune system. So if your listener can learn how to tap on the thymus in the middle of the chest, simple tapping can activate the thymus to produce T cells, NK cells, B cells, to boost our immune system naturally. And by doing so, and taking all of the other recommendations, and exposure to sunshine and fresh air, using mm-hmm. all of the natural hand sanitizer, following all of the simple tips, we can boost our immune system, and every single household in Canada, if they follow these simple instructions, which is evidence-based, scientifically valid. As you introduced me, I published 250 papers, written 13 books. I'm a senior editor of 20 medical journals. Okay, I'm not saying this to brag or to boast, but then your listeners will know that this is coming from a scientist, not somebody who just tried to go and scare people and create fear. Create an anxiety, create frustration, and all of the stuff that the media and the government are doing right now.
Yes, and that's the danger, Dr. George. That is the danger right now. People are so freaked out. There's so much fear, And one of the things that I stress on my videos, on my talk, and I'm not the person that loves to talk about a lot about this because I'm trying to withdraw and I don't want to feed into the frenzy. I want to be able to have, you know, a clear peace of mind that this will pass if, as you can hear from Dr. Grant, we take those proper recommendations. And those, I've heard it from many homeopaths and naturopaths and people that, you know, they really know about this. It's the same message, right? The same message. Keep yourself healthy, having your vitamin, going outside. Now, the enclosure, the separation, that I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Grant, that is just to protect people with very, very low immune system already, people that are, you know, have elderly mostly, obviously, that it's, they're in the situation that unfortunately their immune system is very low. I mean, we can help them to boost up if they have the knowledge that you're discussing with that. But the enclosure and the society separation is basically to protect others, not to because people are caring. There's a lot of carriers out there, but it doesn't affect them.
Correct, Lizzie. In fact, the death rate from the COVID-19, this coronavirus, is really so far is under 5% worldwide. Now, the death rate from H1N1 and SARS and the Spanish flu and all of the previous pandemic were exceeding like between 10 and 15%. And we did like overcome that, and we did survive the 1918 Spanish flu. We did overcome all of the other H1N1, SARS, bird flu, swine flu, all of these things successfully. So I think this one too will pass. I believe what you said. It does affect people with weakened immune system. But if we focus on how we can make our immune system healthy, especially for the elderly, then we're going to be successful. We're going to come out of this very, very successful. And I believe there's going to be an end to this soon. Some people predicting months. I believe it's going to be a few weeks that you're going to hear in the news that the death rate in China. In fact, the death rate in China now is much better, and the infection is not as severe as it was 2 months ago. They closed actually some of the hostels there in Wuhan, China. And in India, also, they had some success. The only country right now is suffering greatly from this is Italy. But I believe with lots of sunshine coming, because the spring is here today,
right,
and tomorrow is March 2020, which I believe is going to be the day of prayer. It's going to be a day of hope. It's going to be a day of positive thinking. It's going to be a day of wisdom, not fear, not anxiety, not frustration, not isolation. If we all have this positive mental attitude, PMA, and if we can focus on our PMS, P for physical, M for mental, S for spiritual, we need to have this combination right now. We need to do more prayers. We need to focus on our body, what to eat, what not to eat, what's eating us. We need to focus on the water we drink. By the way, if you keep yourself fully hydrated and your throat and your mouth is always with water, chances are, even if you contracted the COVID-19 virus, it would not survive. But if you are dehydrated and if you're eating the wrong food, if you drink soda, lots of sugar, lots of flour, lots of bad food, that we know the fried food, the toxic food, then our immune system is going to be compromised. We're going to be a victim of this. In fact, every person who died from this COVID-19 virus had compromised immune system. They had previous illnesses. As a result, the immune system could not cope with this additional attack, additional threat on their immune system. But healthy people do not have to worry about that. There is no need to worry about this. There is no need for anxiety. We all have to focus on how to do the prevention instead of intervention. You might have heard in the news that there's a company, a pharmaceutical company called Regeneron, that looking at having a drug for COVID-19, and they have the antibody for that. Now, if you want to wait for this vaccine to come, I think we do not need to wait for the vaccine. I believe we do not need a vaccination for this virus. I believe that the best prevention is intervention. The best case is not intervention, it's prevention. in this case, if we all boost our immune system, not to wait for the vaccine, we're all going to be coming out of this very, very successfully without any problems. But we just have to, as you mentioned in the beginning, we have to have this hope. Look, I do not want to undermine the situations. I understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fully. I mean, I'm not saying this is all trivial. No, it's not. It's real. It's fluid. It's a pandemic. I understand the WHO recommendations to stay in isolation. But I think we should get out and get some sunshine. The spring is coming tomorrow. And if we introduce the sunshine for even half an hour, or take extra vitamin D or do both, and then take the vitamin C and all of my other recommendations that I mentioned before, we're all going to be coming out of this victorious. We're going to be the victims. We're going to be, the victors, not the victims of this virus. So that is the message I want to share with your listeners at this point.
Beautiful. So one of the questions that I've been listening a lot, and one of the things that people always say that Europe, Italy is one of the best places in the world. There are the healthiest people in the world, and they eat well. They eat a lot of olive oil. They don't eat a lot of fast food. They eat fruit and vegetables all the time. So why are they being affected so much if their bill of health is pretty much better than anywhere in the world? And that's one of the questions that a lot of people are asking.
Well, it has to do with the weakened immune system. So whatever they're doing out there, and most Italian people love to touch, love to hug, love to kiss, like to do all of the stuff. So if one person have a virus and they have weakened immune system, they're going to spread to 10, 20, 100. It spreads very fast. But if you have a strong immune system, and then we can somehow, instead of shaking hands, we can just go elbow to elbow. Instead of hugging, we can just bow like the Japanese way. We can minimize the contact, because extensive contact at this time of pandemic is not recommended, obviously. But we don't have to be isolated. We don't have to be inside, all of us, indoors to flatten this curve. I understand the value of it from epidemiological point of view. I'm an epidemiologist, so I understand that fully. I'm also a microbiologist, okay? But you see, what we need to do here is every Italian now, if you go out and get some one-hour exposure to sunshine, and it's a warm country, Mediterranean country, then the chances of spreading this virus will be minimized. And then they have to work on improved immune system based on my recommendations that I just told you. Okay? They do eat lots of pasta. They do eat lots of bread.
Yes.
They do have, they also have their share of eating the wrong food at the wrong time for the wrong reason. And they eat lots of fried food, and they eat lots of stuff, the white rice. In fact, a bowl of white rice is like having 5 Snickers bar for carbohydrates.
Hmm.
It has very high glycemic index. And eating lots of pasta can weaken the immune system. So I'm not going to tell an Italian to stop eating pasta, because it's a sin. I'm not going to tell an Italian to minimize their consumption of white and red wine. It's a sin. But at this time, we have to minimize the consumption of all alcohol, including red wine. And this is because it does weaken the immune system, Lizzie. If you can understand exactly what I'm trying to tell you here, there are certain factors here in Italy and France that contribute to the spread. And no matter how they establish quarantine, even martial law, if they force everybody to stay home, and if they all have weakened immune system, it's not going to be the solution for this pandemic, if you understand what I'm talking about.
Yes, I completely understand, Dr. Grant. And one of the things that I wish that the government and the news would say is, you know, try to eat healthier. They are talking about being hydrated and wash your hands, but it stops right there. And that gets me, makes me really angry, to be honest, because common sense to me and to you and to many people that know what being healthy is all about, you know, getting your vitamin D and having a good bill of health, that to me is common sense, but it isn't to a lot of people, and a lot of people are suffering due to this craziness right now. And again, anxiety. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, Dr. Grant, is for people that are alone at home because they're not feeling well, and it's more emotional and it's more mental, what should they do? And I want you to think about this question because I need to cut for a couple of words of my sponsor. But I would like to encourage you that are listening to us right now to call us in with common questions, doubt. If you know Dr. Grant, give us a call at 845-277-9078. We are here for a little while. This is a very hot topic, everyone. I'm here with the best of the best. I admire Dr. Grant so much. I had the opportunity to be on his clinic with my daughter, and this is something that I've already believed a long time ago, and I'm so glad that I found somebody like him that was able to confirm, reiterate everything that I already thought about it. And he's a doctor, so it's not like I'm going against what the regular doctors are telling me. So this is phenomenal. It's like I found a friend saying yes. So if you would like to call us in, it's 845-277-9078 or comment on my social media, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show. We are on Twitter, Instagram, and yes, we are on TikTok. I'll be right back after the word.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, everyone. I am back. I am Lizzie with Lizzie T Show on Brain. I was going to say YouTube, but we're not on YouTube. We are, thanks to Block Talk Radio, we are here live today with Dr. George Grant, an expert in health and expert in so many things. His repertoire is breathtaking. There's so much knowledge. There's so much. And I feel even more at peace talking to him today right now because it confirms everything that I've been dealing with. And some of you are concerned. I mean, if you start watching the news, you go crazy. You get into this. It's like the world wants you to be sad and wants you to be oppressed and wants you to be upset and having all those emotions. And so I stopped. I decided, no, this is not healthy for me. I go for a walk. I drink my water. I work on my show. Now that we have to work from home, there's so many things to do. Read. I mean, this is an opportunity that, you know, we always say, you know, there is no time. Interesting enough that, you know, God finds a way now that you do have, because the malls are closed, the restaurants are closed, you know, other than the grocery store and pharmacies, those are only pretty much places that you can go to. So there is an opportunity for you to finish that book. There is that opportunity for you to read that book that you always wanted to. There's an opportunity for you to work in the next 5-year plan. I mean, it is endless, the amount of opportunity that you have, because time, it is in your hands, whether you want it or not. So take advantage. Absolutely take advantage. Again, if you would like to call us in, it's 845-277-9078. Our lines are open. I'm expecting at least one call to say hi, to comment, to ask questions. If you are somebody that is alone and is feeling sad, oppressed, or with anxiety, maybe this is an opportunity for you to speak to Dr. George Grant. And also, I asked him a question earlier before we cut for our word of our sponsor. So what to do? Somebody is listening to us right now that will be listening to later on as this show is recorded. What should they do to escape and to feel better or anxiety are at a top rate right now?
The best way, Lizzie, as you said earlier, not to listen to the bad news. Turn the radio off. Turn your TV off. Listen to very nice, relaxing music and meditate during this kind of troubled time, because that will shift the fear, the anxiety, even depression into hope, positive mental attitude, into actually making positive steps to prevent this particular virus by boosting the immune system. We can all take, you know, proactive ways, as I mentioned early, and also by looking at the academyofwellness.com, which is our website. Also, I wanted to mention to you, Lizzie, that anything, you know, any health condition is preventable. If you recall, on February 15th, when you and I, along with 126 co-authors, did this book with Robert Moore, which was in the World Guinness Book of Record, I met with Robert Moore. I talked to his brother, Kevin, and I invited Kevin to come and see me because I felt he's not actually looking well at that day. And I invited Robert Moore also because he was under immense stress to come and see me as well. Now, we heard later that his brother passed away, unfortunately, in his early 40s from heart attack.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, all of these things are preventable. All of these things are reversible. And I'm sure he was planning to come and visit me too. Anyway, but this is now, it's past tense, it's history. So we all now can learn from these lessons, because as you know from my history, Lizzie, my mother passed away in her early 40s also from heart attack at 50 years old. And my father in his early 60s passed from heart attack and diabetes, blood pressure, and so on. They've been taking medications, overweight, obese, and so on. And here I am, I'm 69.9, I'm going to be 70 next year. Everyone who sees me, he said, you're full of energy, you don't look 70. Because I follow exactly what I'm just doing what I'm preaching here. Proper eating habits, proper lifestyle habits, proper drinking habits, I think 2.5 liters per day. And I do eat to the best of my ability, healthy food, healthy plant-based diet. I do not eat fast food, I do not drink soda, I do not eat rice or any of the stuff that has carbohydrate, empty calories. And I try to do my best to prevent disease, even though I have my very bad genetics. But I just want to tell you, listeners, there's another science called epigenetics, which how you express your genes. Even if you have lousy genes like me with very bad genes from my parents, I have never seen my grandparents. I don't know what they look like. They died in their 40s. Like, if there's anybody who has bad genes like me, they should think of epigenetics. The science of genes expression, which is based on environmental factors, not just, you know, inherited factors. So we can all learn from this how we can boost our immune system, how we live naturally by following the proper lifestyle habits. I would invite your listeners right now, as you're listening to us, to go to academyofwellness.com, complete the Wellness IQ, and come and see me next Tuesday if you live in the GTA area in Toronto here. Come and see me for 15, 20 minutes. There is no charge. Just mention Lizzie, and I'm not going to even charge you anything. Okay, I'm paying the rent for the clinic. I'm not expecting any money in return. And then we'll talk for 15, 20 minutes about your score on the Wellness IQ and how we can improve that score. Now, how does that sound for a gift right now, Lizzie? Do you think this gift is valuable? Is it precious?
Wow. I am amazed. I am so... Yeah.
And if you can email, if you don't want to have any contact with anybody, fine. We have natural hand sanitizer in our clinic. There is no body-to-body contact. We do elbow-to-elbow. So you're absolutely safe in our clinic, okay? So, in fact, I do not wear a mask. I have never wore a mask. I don't believe that the mask will prevent you from having the COVID virus because
they're
not
right.
like HEPA filter. Anyway, the virus is so small it can go through any filter, but it protects you from having touch your face. That's the only benefit. And I do not recommend anybody touch their face after shaking somebody's hand or touching a doorknob or things like that. Yeah, proper hygiene. I mean, we're going to learn how
sense.
To wash our hands. You know, we do this
sense.
All the Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's funny because this is really common sense even before this big outburst of the COVID-19. You know, we all been told wash your hands every time you go anywhere. When you touch anything, wash your hands. This is stuff that has been going on before. And so now we have to exercise it because everybody lives in fear. But this is stuff that we should have been doing a long time ago. And I'm surprised that it has to take something like this for people to realize, yeah, maybe I shouldn't touch my face or put my hands in my mouth and then shake somebody's hand right after. Like, I mean, it just boils my blood, Dr. Grant, that it had to take something like this for people to realize that common sense is common sense. There's nothing more to this. And again, keep yourself hydrated. And I have to thank you again. I mean, the applause was not enough for you to be able to gift us, everybody here in the GTA, to come and see you at no cost. That is 15 minutes with you. It is, this was not planned. I did not expect it. I did not ask him to do this. This is out of the goodness of his heart as an amazing doctor that he is. He just has to, you know, be as a true entrepreneur, able to give, and we're all giving right now because there are a lot of people that are suffering because of this, and this is a way that he's given to us. So thank you. You know, it's just I have no words. So thank you so much, guys. If you are interested in calling us, then please do not hesitate. The number is 4527-9078. You know, I think I should have him back because there's so much that we need to cover, we're talking about COVID-19 right now, but I want to be able to talk about other things other than this world pandemic. I want to be able to talk about Bill of Health. And one of the things that we talked about previously, some of you have heard me talk about my father who has dementia, high blood pressure, and all the works. I really would like for you to see Dr. Grant because I hate, you know, for any of you that are listening to us right now to go through something what my father is going through. I want you to be able to prevent things like that. And so take advantage of this gift and go see Dr. Grant. So one of the things that I would like to ask you is let's change a little bit of the subject and talk about other types of condition for people. So let's go with high blood pressure and, you know, diabetes and things like that, because I think that this subject is well-deserved to be talked about as well. I need to cut for a couple of words of my sponsor, Dr. Grant, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Hey, everyone. It is Lizzie with the Lizzie T Show. I am back, and we are live today. It is 4 o'clock Toronto time. This show is been broadcast thanks to Block Talk Radio throughout Canada, the U.S., and the world. We're talking to Dr. Grant, which is an amazing, I would like to consider him a friend. He is an amazing doctor, an amazing person, and we start talking about COVID-19, but we're moving on, and we're going to be talking about other health issues, other condition. For you that just join in, you can always call us at 844-77-978. Question, comment, answers. I'm checking my social media right now, Facebook/LizzieT Radio. If you have any comment, you can always put it on social media, and we will be able to read it here on the air, or we can forward it to Dr. Grant, and he can answer it to you later on as well. He has gifted us a free consultation right now. Again, not expected, not planned. This is a beautiful gift from him to my audience. Just mentioned Lizzie T, and he will be able to help you out. Instagram as well, we are there. Check in, see if there is any comments or concerns, or even just to say hello, we do not bite. 845-277-9078. So, Dr. Grant, I ask you about, for people that are listening to us and they have issues with, let's say, high blood pressure and diabetes. Let's start with that. What are your recommendations?
Okay, we have actually the huge conference coming up to Toronto on April 30th, which is going to be my birthday next month. And it's going to attract about 700 people. I believe that we're going to have the conference here. And I believe the COVID-19 problem will be over by then, hopefully. And we're going to have 30 legends from all over the world, including Dr. T. Colin Campbell from Cornell and Harvard. He's going to be coming here to Toronto. Hopefully, we'll have this conference on. And my topic is going to be about how to prevent diabetes and blood pressure naturally. There's lots of blogs on my website, academyofwellness.com, actually indicating that. And my topic at that conference will be how to prevent and reverse these kind of conditions. And this is based on my 10,000 clients that I've seen in my career, helping them through lifestyle changes, simple tips to reduce their blood pressure and to reduce their dependency on medications and also their diabetes, just following simple lifestyle and eating habits. So we talked about dementia, about your dad, and we have a great success actually with dementia. Even Alzheimer, we work with Bears Crest in Toronto here at Lawrence and Bayview area. And we have clients who have dementia, and they've had this for many years, and within 3 to 6 months, they improve their dementia dramatically. Following, again, simple lifestyle tips, simple supplements, and then they can actually have better cognitive function from before. Now, I'm sure you've heard that dementia is type 3 diabetes, and we were the first actually group of scientists 25 years ago to indicate the connection between diabetes and dementia. And it was actually presented at the WONM conference in Toronto here, the World Organization of Natural Medicine, when I was actually the keynote speaker to speak about how blood sugar can affect memory, how this dementia is called type 3 diabetes. And if we can just control blood sugar naturally, we can reverse type 2 diabetes, which is very common right now, and we can reverse type 3, which is called dementia. We had great success with at least 150 clients, their cognitive function within 3 to 6 months, as I mentioned earlier. So if somebody have diabetes or dementia, there's hope. Like if you do have diabetes, bring all of the galbidorite, metformin. I've taught in the faculty of pharmacy. I know lots of things about allopathic medicine. I published lots of papers. I teamed up with Johns Hopkins, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, Harvard Medical School, and the International Pain Conference in Chicago, 2015. And I know things or two about pharmacology and toxicology, so bring all of the medications. We do not advocate stopping or reducing any medications, but we advocate healthy lifestyle, healthy choices, nutrition, deep breathing, water, hydration, and eating the right food at the right time, going through intermittent fasting. And then we can actually help also to reduce obesity, which is correlated with diabetes, because obesity plus diabetes equals diabesity. And I think I invented this word, diabesity, which is becoming now globesity, which is a global problem, which is now going to turn into dementia, which is going to affect our baby boomers population, like in my age group, okay, those who were born between 1945 and 1965. So this is something we can deal with it naturally without having to put pressure on our healthcare system, okay? And we can always prevent blood pressure, diabetes, dementia naturally, without having to depend on any medication. Because as you know, Lizzie, I believe in prevention instead of intervention. I believe in self-care instead of crisis care. Because our motto, as you know, we care, we serve, we educate. We do not medicate, we do not operate, we do not irradiate, we do not vaccinate. But if you take a vaccination, this is entirely up to you. If you take a medication, this is your choice. I do not ask anybody to stop or reduce medications. I do not tell anybody to stop, you know, the vaccination. But if you do have vaccination against the flu shot to prevent COVID-19, please do not do that. It's not going to help you at all. Seriously. I mean, this is scientifically, valid statement. So if your doctor tells you take this flu shot to prevent on this virus, you know, it's not going to work. If you tell you take the medication for blood pressure for the rest of your life, that is not even scientifically pharmacological statement, because we should not take any medication for the rest of our lives. Now, if any one of your listeners, even though physicians, anyone challenge me on this, go ahead. As long as they have published 250 papers and they are senior editors of 20 journals, and they have been working with Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Mayo Clinic, and Cleveland Clinic. If they are not, please don't call me.
Love it. Love it. He loves the challenge. He loves the challenge. Guys, I urge you, please take up the phone. Call us and ask questions. And I know he's just out there, any doctor. And, you know, I truly believe it. My life, it has completely changed just by seeing him and taking my daughter to see him. And although she's a teenager and obviously hasn't followed everything to the T, but I am trying to set an example. And I'm not a perfect person. We all have faults, and we just kind of fall back and, you know, get stressed and go through some comfort food, which I know is not right. But we know what is right. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Dr. Gren, and I think we talked about that every time we meet, if this is so logical, if this makes so much sense, if this is what people should be doing instead of, you know, taking those drugs, those chemicals, why is not more people, not more doctor adopting and understanding how horrible is for people to be taking, you know, those chemicals? Because I know it has ruined my father's kidney like there is no tomorrow. I mean, they're considering taking him for dialysis, you know, because of all the medication that he's been taking. Why is there, and I see it, this is the true conspiracy. Forget about, you know, coronavirus. This is a true conspiracy. Why is it that nobody is doing anything about it? And other than yourself, which I support you 100%, and very few other doctors, why is people are not advocating more?
The simple, short answer to your questions, Lizzie, is that common sense is very uncommon. I'm going to keep it at that, because if I tell you right now that I was a former scientist and current officer with Health Canada and the FDA and the CDC, and start talking about the conspiracy theory, is going to be headline news tomorrow in the Toronto Star. It's going to be in the news in every media. I don't want to do that. I'm not against any drug company. I'm not against any big pharma. I'm not against the government. I'm not an anti-government. So I want to make this crystal clear. Okay. So having said all of this, let common sense prevail. So we all have to be level-headed. We have to be all thinking about prevention right now at this time of crisis instead of intervention. And if you headed for kidney dialysis because you've taken 7 or 8 or 9 medications, it's time now to examine what can you do naturally to reduce your dependency on those medications. I helped so many clients to reduce their dependency on medications. In fact, one of the top nephrologists, the top kidney specialists in the country, I'm happy to say he's not only my colleague, but he's also my patient. He come to see me. Okay, and his wife is a naturopathic doctor. She also come and see me. You can look at the academyofwellness.com. Look under wellness expert, doctor, scientist. You're going to see his name there, and her name is there. Okay? Okay, so what we need to do here is to not to rush into dialysis, not to rush into vaccination, not to rush into 3 or 4 medication for blood pressure if you can control it naturally. In fact, Lizzie, I helped so many people who have actually controlled their own blood pressure to 125 over 85 without any medication because their own physician reduced their medications. And after that, they were so happy that they are now living without meds. So it's an evidence-based, which I'm telling right now. We can help people to reduce their dependency on medications, especially blood pressure medications and diabetes medications. I'm sure you heard in the news and you read about the metformin used for diabetics. that can cause potentially cancer. It's been actually warned by the FDA that you have to be careful when you use this medication. So, I mean, if you have diabetes, do you want to have diabetes or do you want to have cancer? Like, it's a very silly choice. So, again, common sense is uncommon. If I have diabetes, thank God I don't have it. And if I'm taking, you know, metformin, and I heard from the FDA that they're warning against this particular drug, I have to find another alternative, another drug or other natural supplements to offset this risk. It's just, it's common sense, which is, again, so we have to think not just pharmacology, we have to think of toxicology. Pharmacology is a science of studying drugs. We know about pill for every ill, but we have to understand also side effects. So I tell my clients simply, when they have medications, go to Google, go to University of Toronto, go to Medline, go to PubMed.com, and click the name of the drug, side effects. Now you're going to see for yourself a patient have side effects, and share this with your physician if you have any of those side effects. And this is common sense approach. Now, every physician listening to me right now, and every physician practicing medicine, or practicing natural medicine, or practicing complementary medicine, or integrative medicine, they should do the same thing as I'm doing right now. Teach your clients about potential side effects for those medications. Common sense. Now, do you know any physician who does this? I do not know, and I have published 7 books with the top physicians in Canada and the U.S., and none of them spend the time because, as you know from OHIP, they only have 7 to 10 minutes. I'm not blaming physicians here. I'm blaming the system that you only have 7 to 10 minutes with every client and only one condition at a time. So if you have like 4 different diseases, you have to go 4 different times to spend 5 to 7, 10 minutes with the physician to consult them, so they are under extensive stress and timeline to fix those challenges in 5 to 15 minutes. Now, could you, if you are a physician, can you fix somebody's challenge in 15 minutes? Because I do spend, as you know, spending with your daughter about 1 hour to see her challenge.
And more. I have to say, it wasn't just an hour, everyone.
Yes.
It was a beautiful time for me.
Yes.
For him to be able to explain things and talk,
yes.
and you know, you don't see that with any physician.
Yes.
I've been to
Thank
my
you
family
so much.
Doctor.
Yes.
I've been to many, even my chiropractor. You know,
yes.
He adjusts me within 15 minutes and I'm out the door.
Yes.
But I have to say, guys, that the time that Dr. Grant spends with the client, it is unbelievable. The amount of explanation. It's sometimes a little overwhelming, especially for a teenager, but it's worth it. You know, I was there, was able to learn. And again, it reiterates everything that I already know and more, because I'm the type of person that I love to learn and I love to find out more things about it. And when it comes to your health, everyone, you know, I mean, this is the time, you know, if you're in doubt, if you're thinking that, you know, a vaccination is going to cure what you're going through right now or what you could be going through, is not going to solve it. And being glued to the TV or being glued to social media, listening to bad news, again, is not the right way to do it. He has gifted us a wonderful, you know, again, this was not planned. This is out of the goodness of his heart, because he truly, truly, genuinely wants to help and have a lot of Canadians get out of this horrible that's a true pandemic, drugs and an addiction to a whole bunch of different horrible chemicals. And so take advantage, and he shares his website with us, and book an appointment. If you mentioned Lizzie, he will definitely help you and be there for you, with you, and spend the time that you need to be able to feel comfortable. And if you have questions right now, give us a call, 845-277-9078, social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio, and he can also be found on social media as well. He will share that information with you right after the word of my sponsor.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hey, 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 everyone. We are back. We are back. And we're here live right now with Dr. George Grant, an amazing physician. I don't even want to call him a physician because he's more than that. He's just a person that really wants to help you out, everyone. And if you are having any concerns right now, we still have a couple of minutes with him. The number is 855-277-9078. But if you feel shy, we understand. Our social media, Facebook.com/LizzieT Radio and Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, is available for you to connect with us or with Dr. John, George Grant. Or he has gifted us right now a free 15-minute consultation. This is a true, beautiful gift, especially at this time that we're going through this horrible pandemic, and he can definitely help you with your health. And so book an appointment, and he shared his website with us. So for people that are listening to us or will be listening to us later on, can people contact us via social media? Are you on, which I know you are, but I just want to be able to, can you share your information on social media with us?
I do, and I'm on Facebook like you, Lizzie, and if they want to join my Facebook page, is under my name, Dr. George Grant, or Academy of Wellness, or you can just ask Lizzie to introduce you to me through the Facebook. I'm also on Instagram, under also Academy of Wellness. I'm also on LinkedIn. I have 16,500 people on LinkedIn. I have only 5,000 on Facebook, and I have a Twitter account, but I do not do like Donald Trump tweeting every day. I do tweet once a week or so, or once every 2 weeks, because I believe the message on Facebook is more educational. It's not about to do 150 characters and so on. So my Twitter account is Wellness Wealth. If they want to join me on Twitter, but they have to be patient until I reply. But I check my Facebook page about 5 times per day. I check my LinkedIn page about 5 times per day. I check my email. And I'm going to share with you, despite the fact that I can risk here some spamming email, I'll share with your audience about my email address, which is very simple, drgrantwellness@gmail.com. You can email me any questions that you have, any concern. You can email me all of the medication that you're taking, and we'll try to work with your physician to help you to implement healthy lifestyle. We do not recommend anybody to reduce or stop any medications. I should actually mention the disclaimer in the beginning of this podcast, because the disclaimer on the website that I'm not a physician, I'm not a member of the CSPO, I'm not a naturopathic doctor, I'm a scientist, I'm a PhD from University of Toronto, and also 2 other doctorates in integrative medicine and functional medicine, and also human, basically, we deal with science, we deal with humanitarian medicine, we deal with helping clients all over the world to see their basic lifestyle. If you're a listener, again, complete the Wellness IQ at academyofwellness.com. Email me the results. You don't have to come and see me at all, okay? But if you want to come and see me next Tuesday, our wellness center is open from 10 till 5 p.m., and there is no appointment required. Just walk in at 1111 Finch Avenue West, Suite 401 in North York. This is Finch and Dufferin. Accessible through 2 subway stations, Finch Subway and Keele Subway, okay? And you can come to us. The bus stops right in front of the clinic. And if you have a car, free parking. And my consultation for 15, 20, even 30 minutes is complimentary. You just mentioned Lizzie. That's your password. And I'll be able to help you. I'll be able to look at your answer to the Wellness IQ, bring any medications, any supplements that you're taking. We can advise you accordingly. And that's my gift to your listeners next Tuesday only, please, Lizzie, not in every day. I'm just going to limit it to next Tuesday, okay? Because we actually closing the clinic now on Fridays because of this, banning and all of this restriction for social gathering and so on. So only on Tuesday from 10 till 5 o'clock at this location.
Wonderful.
That I just mentioned earlier, yes.
Awesome. And thank you for sharing all your information. So, guys, if you're listening right now, take advantage Tuesday, 15-minute consultation. And he's open from 11 until 5, you said?
Yeah, 11. It's usually 11 till 3, but I'm going to make it from 10 till 5 next Tuesday to accommodate many of your listeners. And if they email me at drgrantwellness@gmail.com, put in your subject line, Lizzie consultation, because I get hundreds of emails per day, and sometimes they go in a spam folder. But if you put Lizzie Radio, then I would know that you are from a friend of my co-author, Lizzie, and my friend Lizzie there. So I would actually read your email and respond to you.
Awesome, awesome. So do that, everyone. I will not write on my social media his email, so that way he does not get spam. But I will link right underneath the show where you're listening now. You can link his website for you to be able to go and fill out that survey and have a consultation with him. Dr. Grant, it's been an honor, a pleasure. This was long overdue. I wanted to do a live while I go visit you in person, but unfortunately, circumstances are as they are, and with my father's situation as well, it's been a little bit of a challenge, but definitely, you know, this podcast has been great to help. I'm hoping that if any of you were able to get any information at all, just let me know and, you know, share with everybody, share with the world, share with your friend, especially the people that need to hear this with health issues. Just make sure that you share and you signed up and you go see him or call him or book an appointment. This has been an honor and a pleasure, well overdue, but I think this was, you know, God has a purpose for everything. This was the right time for the right situation. I really, really thank you for spending a couple of minutes, more than a couple of minutes with me. This has been such an honor, and I know that we can help a lot of people in this beautiful world that God has created. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been an honor having you on the show.
Thank you, Lizzie, so much for your interviewing me, and I hope we can make this March 2020, a day of prayer, a day of hope. Thank you.
Absolutely. I will be there with you, and I hope that you can join us as well. Thank you so much, and have an amazing day.
Thanks. Same to you.
This was an amazing show, and I hope that you're able to grasp it just a little bit. If anything helped you at all, just let me know on your comment and write to me at show@lizzyt.com is our email website, The Liz Z Show, and we're all on social media. We're moving on our musical section. I know we only have 20 minutes left or 25 minutes left. This conversation was a must because, you know, the subject is out there, and I wanted to be able to take fear out of your life. This is not a time. And one of the things that I actually wanted to mention to Dr. Grant is that, you know, when you have fear, your immune system goes down. Yeah. You know, and this is proven. I've read a lot about it. And, you know, a body that is not at peace, definitely your immune system goes down. So let's move on, everyone. There's so much music to play. I will have right now Open Sky, Todd Barrow from Texas. He was interviewed by us last month or the beginning of the month, and he sent me his MP3. This is a brand new song that he launched. It's called Open Sky, Todd Barrow, rather, less supportive artist, and I hope you enjoy the song. Come on.
No, I can't. planets move in space, so I will embrace the sounds of life everywhere. Open skies, no surprise, to the moon and back to the earth. Open skies, tell no lies. Open skies, no surprise. Open skies, no surprise, to the moon and back to the earth. Open skies, tell no lies. Open skies, no surprise.
That was Joy. So she is from LA, and she sent that song a while ago, and we had the honor to have her on the show. And the song is called Madness. She's a beautiful person. Love her gospel singing. Next up is an artist from New York. It's called Park Row, and the song is called 3F350.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I needed, what a blessing to be breathing. Ain't nobody gonna stop me, got my cheddar, got my broccoli. I'm with the bros, reaching my goals, this isn't hockey. All my wrist is looking rocky, reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really sharpy, my money looking really stocky. Yeah, I remember back when, barely even had a plan of action. My finger was missing the back end, thank God my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels, now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to stop it, but as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
The ride got 700 horses, I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches, 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous. My LLC is enormous, my work has to pay my mortgage. I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. When they say no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. I put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? This is country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me coming, ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Nobody gonna stop me, girl.
Yeah.
I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
Tonight, above the broken boulevard, teardrops falling, midnight calling, holding tight to this guitar. Can't stop thinking about all the things you did to me, trying to find a melody that doesn't sound like misery. Star in your own show. You didn't care about what I wanted, but I'm finally letting go of the hurt. Hurt, it's only a feeling. Hurt, hurt, the pain can start the healing in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. Goodbye, I'm better off without you. Sometimes the truth can hurt, 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 hurt. The pain can start the healing in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of.
And that, everyone, was Sabrina Fala. She is from Ottawa, right here from Canada. And the song that I just played is called Hurt. All the best to Sabrina. She's probably not performing right now. I know she had a lot of concerts played. So our thoughts are with her, and we will be playing her beautiful song, which is one of my favorites. Hurt. Next up, everyone, is another song from somebody that follows us for, you know, I would say since we started the show, and his name is Toronto. He's from LA, and he's great. I love his music, and he sent us his latest solo. It's called Cross That Line, Toronto.
We've always been the best of friends. Known each other since we were 10. Like an old pair of bookends, we'll be in sync till the end. But I want more than the friend zone we knitted. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please give in, please do, do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line. The road is short, is the night, and I know this is the one fight. Not giving up cause it feels right, so walk with me into the light. But I want more than the friend zone we live it. I do. Again, alone, please, give in, please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Cross that line. Probably a few
100 million times. It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line. You know you want to. And I want you to.
And that was Sorrento's, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are a little bit of off time. Our shows are usually regular in the evening, but most of you are at home right now, so might as well take advantage of this time. And again, try not to have any fear and keep it cool, keep it calm. And make sure that you keep yourself very healthy. Follow the recommendations from Dr. Grant. And if you want to see him, take advantage of this offer. Thank you so much, everyone. We will see you soon. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Bye-bye for now. See you soon.